Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are practicing Lectio Divina and we're reading and praying scripture, and we're really venturing into relational, conversational, casual, no pressure, you know, pray as we can, not as we can't, kind of connection with Jesus. And I am experiencing that more and more these last 6 or 7 months, and I hope and pray that we all are. And I really am enjoying this journey with everyone. And so the title of the podcast this morning is Looking Up and Around. And we're going to read a verse toward the end of Titus in just a moment and launch into a time of prayer and conversation and enjoyment of Jesus. But Look Up and Around is the title. And because too often, I know for me, and I'm assuming for you, it's about, you know, my needs, you know, your needs, our needs. And so we look down more than looking up and around. Life and our day and our moment can so easily deteriorate into how do I get my needs met? And that can become just a pattern of life. And there's nothing wrong with having needs, but if our life and our day and season and moment deteriorates into how can I get my needs met, something about that is going to not lead to life. And I was thinking this morning about the irony of the teaching of Jesus and the teaching of the New Testament that when we give up, we receive. When we die, we live. When we deny ourselves in relationship or in life, we find the relationship that we want or the life that we want. Ironically, when we meet the needs of other people, we find that our needs get met. And that is replete in the New Testament. That is a thoroughgoing New Testament reality that Jesus, you know, broke new ground with in this world as he talked about this life that is truly life. And again, too often I think we are all about my needs and looking down instead of looking around, and life becomes about how do I get my needs met. But what if? And we're going to go to a verse in Titus in just a moment, but think with me. Let's ponder for a minute. What if the key to life, or the key to friendship, or the key to money, or the key to purpose or vision in life is not meeting my own needs, but being a person that seeks to meet the needs of other people? And I think so often we miss this one. Instead of looking up and around, we just look down and are all about us. And this just came to my mind. Obviously, we're thinking a lot about America and our great American documents, but I'm thinking of the Bill of Rights, which is an incredible document. But in some ways, maybe it's fostered, an individualism. You know, my rights, my liberty, you know, my pursuit of happiness. And although it's an incredible document, maybe it's led to a nation where we're more about self-preservation than we are about self-sacrifice, or more about self-focus than we are about focusing on other people. And honestly, if that's the case, it will be difficult to sustain relationship, and that is what we're experiencing right now in the midst of our culture, the inability for us to sustain lasting relationships. And I think my point would be that if we are looking down and seeking to meet our needs in this season, in this moment, in this area, instead of looking up and around to meet the needs of other people, it's going to be difficult to sustain relationship and have life long term. And, you know, honestly, I woke up this morning thinking about me and what I need and what I don't have and how I can, you know, meet those needs. And then I go to the end of the book of Titus, and in chapter 3, verse 14, Paul says this: our people, in other words, the Christians in Crete, must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good in order to provide for urgent needs and not live unproductive lives. And of course, this is the thoroughgoing theme in Titus, learning to do what is good. Paul uses the word here, devoted, you know, committed, you know, fiercely devoted, stakete, right? Staying at a post no matter how fierce the fighting gets, to be devoted to doing good and providing for urgent needs. Paul is talking about the needs of other people. You know, whether it's our child or our friend or someone that's hungry, right, or a stranger, the urgent needs of other people. Paul says that's where life is. And that shifted my thinking this morning, and I want to put that before us as we begin a dialogue with Jesus, not only this morning, but for the rest of the day. That shifted my thinking. I don't feel like the Lord said to me, well, Travis, your needs are bad. I think he said to me, Travis, your needs are good, but your strategy of simply trying to meet your needs will not actually work. Again, there's an irony to the kingdom of God that when we give up, we receive. When we die, we live. When we deny ourselves, we find life. That ironically, when we try to meet the needs of other people that are close to us or that are strangers, we find that ours ironically get met, sometimes in ways that we aren't even aware and didn't even anticipate. And so the question I'm asking right now that I'd like to propose to you as well is, what are the urgent needs around you? What are the urgent needs around me? Those that are closest to me, and again, those that are strangers that I might run into today. And then what does it look like to meet them? What does it look like to be otherly and look up and around as opposed to down? And I think it was a couple of days ago, I was reading 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you know, the famous book by Stephen Covey. And one of the things that he says is, seek first to understand and then to be understood. And I'm telling you what, I have such a need to be understood. As a teacher, as a leader, as a parent, as a preacher, and you could fill in whatever your roles are, we want to be heard. We want to be heard first. And that line just stuck out to me. Seek first to understand. Seek first to meet a need before you try to get, you know, your need met. And then when Paul says this to Titus, that could transform our relationships. It could transform our lives. It could be, ironically, the strategy to having our needs met, as opposed to living a life where we never feel like our needs are met. And I think that's part of the brilliance of the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth, that the epistles, Titus included, continue as the New Testament unfolds. I mean, Jesus was focused on urgent needs of others. And Paul in you know, to the Christians in Crete, is calling the church to the urgent needs of others. Again, so let's think about our children. Let's think about our friendships, our dating relationships. Let's think about those that are hungry during this time of a pandemic. Let's think about a stranger that we're going to run into today. Are we ready to help? Are we ready to carry something for someone? Are we ready to hear first before we're even heard or understood? Are we ready to encourage as opposed to trying to fish for encouragement? It's a different perspective. It's a different vision. It's a different purpose. It's kingdom living. It's what Jesus taught. It's the irony of the kingdom of God. It's being citizens of heaven. It's living cross-shaped in our relationships. It's giving up to receive. It's dying to live and choosing self-sacrifice over self-preservation. And again, what if that's the key to relationship, to money, to friendship, to marriage? And so let's just begin a dialogue with Jesus this morning. Let's talk with him about what it looks like to look up and around, to be aware of the needs of others first and foremost, and then trust God that as we go after the meeting of other people's needs, that ironically, by the power of the Spirit, our needs get met. Again, sometimes not in the way we anticipated and in ways that might shock us, but this is the ethic of Jesus. Look up and look around. So let's enjoy him this morning, enjoy him throughout the day, and let's make sure today that by the power of the Spirit, we are looking up and around. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.